The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord, as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Lord, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you for help. Give you glory for just a few words again that we're just going to receive today and get blessed by for coming to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. So, Hebrews, raising the servants of God has been the model that we're having, servants of God, and that's the ultimate of what God expects of us. You can see in all the epistles, servants. Simon Peter, a servant. Jude, a servant. All of them, servants of Jesus Christ. It's a great gift for you to be a servant of this great being called Jesus. Amen. And that word for servant is to be in the will of God. When you are servant of Jesus, then you are, it means that you are in the will, or you are using the will. You can serve like David served his generation by the will of God. So, the way to serve God, the way Jesus served his Father, served heaven, was that it became the will of God. He became custodian of the will of God. So serving, actually, first, it's not about what you do outside, it's what you become. Service is about your person. It's not first what you do. When he said, sacrifice and offerings, thou wouldest not. That was in the word of revelation or word of discovery. Are you with me? Say, hey, man, you have no player in that sacrifices. He has not done anything. It was discovery. So revelation can start with the informing you to discover, to begin to see things as they really are. Before Jesus has came on board there has been a lot of prophets. God used prophets in the Old Testament. Are we in the house, please? God who speak in time past to the fathers by the prophets, and in this last day spoken to us. So the vehicle of what God used to speak in those days, or use those days, were prophets. As the highest class, of which Moses was a major pinnacle of. He would call Moses my servant. So Moses was on a special place there. My servant, Moses. Not like Aaron, not like Miriam, who were also prophet and prophetesses. But God couldn't call those on my servant. They were made to serve Moses. I went in the house, please. So there were that model of services that were on ground that came by the law of Moses that was practiced for thousands of years. And so Jesus, by revelation, discovered that service system cannot meet God's expectation. That's revelation. That's a journey of discovery. Amen. Why that system was still continuing here? The Levitical priest was still continuing. Offerings and sacrifices were being made on the earth here. Somebody has already seen that this is not, God is not, cannot be pleased with this. Not that it's not pleased, cannot be pleased. So you understand the power of revelation. Revelation does not talk about what is present. It talks about what should be. What I say? Revelation does not talk about what is present. It talks about what should be. Like I was saying a number of times ago, when I had a problem with the state of the church, I discovered the church. When I started discovering the will, the things of God and what God expects the church to do, I just found that the church is unpushable. The church is like a car that has, whose engine has been grounded. No, the ministers are not ready to walk. They are not ready to move. Nobody ready to move. I just feel like, what kind of... And the Lord said to me, if you keep on looking at the church in church present, you will be sick. I bought the church with my blood. It's my material. But they have their seasons. Then you have to look to the church in the spirit. So keep your gaze on the church in the spirit. You will have joy and strength. So either bear the church present and not push it away. It's still my church. So it's not moving. It's still my church. And I have my season of bringing them into what I'm saying. At least many of them will be brought in. Say amen. Because you can have access to light and travel alone. Yeah, and despise the body, you can become a sect. You understand? Maybe that's the reason why some of the group, like Jehovah's Witness, has become like, I don't know. You can see when you talk about the kingdom, for example, okay, they were ahead of that same kingdom. Church was not talking kingdom for a long time now. Say amen. Amen. So that you have access to kingdom does not mean that you are going to see the kingdom. It's just the first herald of kingdom. I want the house, please. You want again to see the kingdom of God. So it's not enough to just see just know there's kingdom. You need to see the kingdom. So you still need patience and continuance to see the kingdom. So you need humility or meekness to keep guiding you to see what you think you are saying. Or if you go alone, you'll find out you are error, the spirit of error takes you. So the Lord said, okay, so you have to go to bear with the church to a great extent. You know, sometimes among our company, we have to still bear for many things. Yeah, bear so that you don't rumble the communion, the brotherhood. Say, hey, man, many things I teach them without streaming them. Sometimes I teach, I use private streaming. I don't stream public, not because it's a secret, but I don't want to rumble anybody. Why I'm trying to build up people, but I feel that maybe somebody's not ready to hear at that dimension. I make it private streaming. If you do family meeting, I make it private streaming. It's to help people, okay? Say, hey, man. Those of you who still go and crack the private, they still have a way of getting to the pastor and say, even if it's private, get me. I want to hear what that is saying. No problem. If you are the one who say you want to come, I've heat for you enough. You know, there's a place. Amen. There's a place they call, you know, those Musafueto. You know, those men who carry women here and there. There are some location of hotels far from town. They call the name of the hotel Musafueto. That is, if you are their wife and you come and see them there, it is your trouble. I've tried to heat my evil friend. But this one is not hidden evil now. Okay, I'm saying. But trying to keep the unity of the spirit, okay? In the bond of peace. Because we don't have the same gift and grace and capacity to move. I can see things now. I can just step. It can be so real to me that way. I'm subject to it. Somebody can be there for the next 1 year praying. If I've seen it, I've seen it. The one I've not seen, I pray about it. But the one I've seen, it's clear. Hear what I'm saying now? And if you are still praying and hoping for it, I will keep on praying with you and be slowing down for you so we can go together. Amen. I don't want to go alone. I want to go with many people. Amen. Are you in the house together, please? So Jesus saying, sacrifice an offering thou wouldest not. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, that's not the day he was born. There's an age when you commit to the world. There's an age you attain the spiritual when the Lord opens you to start seeing the world. Sometimes he keeps us away from the world. I think in John chapter 1, that was a true light that lighted every man that commit into the world. It's not natural bad. Are you in the house, please? That was a true light. The true light. True light is not meant for no normal natural human being can handle true light. True light is a high light. Amen. I want the house, please. And but there's a time when you commit, when the Lord allows you to start seeing the world. At an age, it blows your eye from seeing the world. Because the world can pull you, the world can deceive you, the world can seduce you. It keeps you away. That's why you have the Lord's Prayer. What's the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, what in heaven? Hallowed be thy name. What again? Thy kingdom come. What again? Thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. What's the next thing? As we forgive those who do sin against us. And lead us not into temptation. For he led the Son to be tempted. So there's an age when lead us not. And lead us into temptation. And what is God's next thing? And deliver us from evil. Because there's evil in the world. And the evil is sweet to man's soul. It's evil, but it's what man loves. Men love it darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. So there's something about the world itself, evil in the world. If they open you to see them, you will love it. Amen. The world is more than I'm looking for money. Yes, the world is a woman. It's more than I build that, I don't have build house. The world is a woman. It's a seductor of soul. It's that thing that the soul can die for. Lloyd. Opening to the power of the world. Opening to the honor that men gives. Opening to the secrets of darkness. When's the darkness? Not Obuni. Secrets of the darkened world. Amen. Something that can make a man say, my Lord George, our church, Colossians, man. He's seen something. They have got, that's what has found something more treasured than coming to church. So when those people see you, they just feel like, oh, these boys, what can waste these boys are. But when you mention church, they are here, they just feel you are not serious. When you are serious, church should not be your four wall. Amen. The best thing can use church boys to do is just to do their some of their jobs, but they need honest people. They get boys in church, use them. But they can't take him high. Because they can't undo their evil. Can you imagine a man who knows that a somebody called VC, for example, VC was alleged to be a rapist. At least twice alleged with serious evidence. The court played away from it, and you make him an ambassador. Plus, you need evil men like that to do your evil work. And such work, if you put the righteous man there, you can't do what you want to do. So you need to promote. When they test your soul, they know that you are straight in the way. They need souls of men, dangerous souls. And if it takes killing, they can kill easily. If it's given the man to take their wife and donate their wife, they can donate their wife easily. Aha! So what you mean? I say, bro, show me the winner. Benga, man, love me. Boy, call up, bad don't hear, man, love me. Say, bro, I'm serious. I know, ain't she? So it's saying that your soul is innocent. You are trying to. Why are you venturing into the world of? We're saying that the demands of that place is a cruel soul. The high place of the head at the opinion of cruelty. You need to be a cruel person to be able to handle that place. Say, hey, man. I will the house to that place. Say, hey, man. So that is the kind of what the world wants. So when you say, come to the world. So, age. So Jesus from Jordan has attained to the age to come to the world. That's why you can see the height of those temptations. They are the same temptation that confronted Adam in the garden. And Adam has been gazing to that world. He didn't have the confidence and the strength to go in there. So he felt the wife can maintain a man once. How do you know? How do you find it in the wife? The wife is the womb that shows what a man loves. Are we in the house, please? So it was with the wife. It was with her. It was not away from her. So all those things, all those discussions, he was hearing it. But it did as if it's not. It looked away. It was the husband with her. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wife, she took of the fruit thereof and did it, and gave also unto her husband. Where is that? So bro, just look away. So it wants to convince my wife. My own is not a problem. Just convince my wife. How many wives are there? Once you can win her, finish. And she was one. And as a sign that he's in that transgression, he took of that same fruit and gave to her husband with her. And brought there. God, all along, what he was preaching, he knew about it. A son is a very high being. Son can see glory. They can. Yeah. When you minister revelation, you just find that in revelation also, a revelation of this, of it's not only Christ's revelation that comes. It's also open to several revelations. There are other things that are going to be badging the spirit. See many things that you have to ignore. Or it's a door. Say, hey, amen. Are you with me in the house here? So, he ate it. Approved it. And then he ate it, it became sin. It was not sin because the woman ate it. It was sin because the man heard it. Because it was man was commanded. So the sin would have been aborted if he didn't eat. So let's know that actually he was the one. That's why I say everything women do wrong on the earth here, it is man. Go and look for the man behind it. Say amen. Women are innocent people. It's a man. Who spoiler? It can be his brother. It can be his father. Now man, somewhere there. Now he spoiled that girl. Say amen. So to go take another man to save the man, to save the girl. Women are innocent people. It's easy for them. Just give them the seed. They keep it. In 3 months, things are already expanding. What was done in secret? Do you know what I'm saying now? They make it seen openly. Men can eat, clean their mouth. You won't see sign. No sign. If I think of one session, any kind of ball, no do bangoya, nali wo bata o kiki kankari aye. That's why men has to arise to save women. Okay, you have to arise. You have to arise. It's a job. So there's an age when self actualization makes sense to you. But actually, those three things are self actualization. Woman, man is the driver of self-actualization. The woman are the inhabitants. Woman likes to dwell inside self-actualization. But men are the cravers or drivers. That's why when you say your dream to a woman, it lives in there. This way that God is just going to help us. When you're not selling dream, your wife will not like you. Say, hey, man. That's why you have to sell a dream. You just sell a dream of eternal life to your wife. Or else you want to sell a dream. The woman lives inside dream. See, as the Lord is going to enable us, and I don't think that guys with sweet mouth carry women easily. Sweet mouth. Dangerous. Just sell a future and a hope. She lives inside that castle. Because our journey, say amen, is to leave our place to come to your place. Say amen. Jesus said, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus was acting as a husband. So church, who is the wife? I go to bread place for you. And I will come back and take you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. So, now in the past, the future of a place is heaven. I can see how much people can do anything to go to heaven. But that's not the place. Say, hey, man, the places I am, where I am, it is where I'm going, where I am. I'll prepare a place for you. So women dwell, they have to dwell in a place. You take women from their father's place to your place, okay? So you must have enough ability to be able to sell the place. You sell the place to her. When it's sweet to her, she go all the way. So each time I'm preaching, I'm going to say, yeah, mommy, I'm selling a place to her. You know what I'm saying? And all of you are hearing, but I'm also selling a place for her. Hey. Amen. So when I say, sooner or later, let's go ahead. You know, I've sold a place already. I sold it through preaching. Either on the pulpit or talking, I sell a place. So it follows you easily when you sell a place. Don't say God will do it. God will do it. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not. Sweetheart, don't mind. God will do it. No, that's not enough. Are we in the house, please? So guys, you must know the place. You have a place. And know how to set the place. You talk it in prayer. You talk it in the word. In talking, you talk it. Not because you are just fantasizing. Let the woman moves with you easily. Amen. Every woman wants a place. What did I say, please? Say it again. Come on, say it. Come on, say it again. Say it again. Because when you are building a house, you just build one room. It's saying, sweetheart, when am I not going to move there? Even if we have not finished, let's just move there. You are going to be calming her down, calming her down. We are still doing the work small. We are going to, but you have already planted the place. You are moving there. As a woman, he wants to move to the place. But for you, it's not yet settled. I think party better. If it's just one bedroom, you could build four. And you already sold the place for duplex. Ah, she has left one bedroom. Say amen. What is seen as is duplex. Duplex. So you need to sell patience, sell progression, sell a lot of things for her so they can keep on at your pace. Or else you go and stay in the place for you. And you are the one that you take, go there, prepare a place, they will go there for you. Hallelujah. Amen. These things are real. Jesus displayed them for us. When I get there, I'll come back. I'll come back and take you there where I am. Ye may be also. Say hallelujah. Amen. Say amen. That's the first thing I used to my wife in those days. When we meet those days, I just talk about the vision. I just talk the vision. I'm always talking the vision. She just be watching. She don't. One day I said, you are not talking anymore. He said, what would I say? You have seen everything. Because we used to know her. You know, when I meet her in church, she's a free person in church who talks with God. Just talked. You can meet in church for the next hours just with brothers in church. So I'm not as a talking person. So when we, you know, when we started going together, I was still expecting that talking person. But I didn't know that I have already suspended that. I've used my talk to. Said, what else would I say? I've said everything. Amen. So we need to learn ourselves, okay? Say, hey, man. Just be gentle. I'm not talk. I just read my Bible. I just pray. I don't talk. No, you talk. Oh, yes, I'm not a person who talk. The serpent is a talker. Anyway, you're a serpent. Whistle. So, religious Christians suffer so much, you know? They don't talk. You have to talk. Yeah, you have to talk. You talk. I mean, this is after talk. Talk with from conviction, from persuasion. Let's go on to where we're going. Okay, let's go on. Are you blessed today? Yes, you don't like my face anymore. So, when it comes to the world, so there's a coming to the world. It means that we're at an age when the world can be open to you. You need to see the world and see the evil in the world. It's at that age you will agree that the world is evil. It's before that time, the word will be good to you. See that place? Let's go to John 3 quickly. That John. Johanna. Oh. Amen. Okay, let's read that one. That was a true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world acknowledged him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. So this his own and not the world. But his own have the world in them, but they are not the world. That's why I say when the spirit of truth comes, we convict the world of sin. You're thinking that he was going to convict unbelievers. No. The world cannot resist the spirit of truth. So it doesn't convict the world. He convict the world in the believer. Because his own, who doesn't receive him, is the world in them who didn't allow them to receive him. Are you with me in the house here? Okay, so it will convict the world of sin. Is come, reprove the word of sin, of righteousness and judgment, of sin because they believe not on me. So that thing that does not make you make a man have to believe in the Son is the world. But he won't allow his own to receive him. So the world can block his own from receiving him. Say amen. But when they come of age, they can show them the world. So let's that place in chapter 3. Verse 18, he that believeth not on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name on the only begotten Son of God. That's why the preaching of the Son of God, the only begotten Son, is another part and that face of the gospel. It's not believing on Christ, it's believing on the only begotten Son. And Christ became the begotten Son. Now, so the begotten Son has both as Christ, but he has more than Christ. Say amen. What I say, the only begotten Son as Christ, as more than Christ. All right. So it became the only begotten Son. So what was sent really to take away sin and death and give eternal life is the Son. Christ was sent to take away sins. But what we got is more than sin. We got sin, death, hell. Are you in the house, please? So there's need for his own. Who are his own? Those who are Christ. Are his own. They that are Christ are his own. So if you believe in Christ and you are being sanctified, you are Christ. Are we in the house there? What I say again? If you believe in Christ and you are being sanctified by Christ's message, you are Christ. Even when you are not fully Christ, you are in the Christ world. They are the one who needs the Son of God. Not every believer. Who needs the Son? Because they still have a mayor of the world. That is why it says that if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father, it is the love of Christ. The love of the Father is not in him. So it's when he gets to the word of the Father that they will expound more. So the word is more than the fleshly sin or the work of the flesh. Say amen. The word itself is a vision. The word is a vision. It's not what you do wrong. It's who you become. That's the world. Are you in the house, please? When you meet men of the world, like I said, in 10 minutes, they talk with you. They can break down your building. Just so 1, 2, 3, 4 thoughts. And the whole of your arrangement is shaken. As those they have done evil deeds. Say amen. They resist the preaching of the gospel, so a man cannot believe on the Son of God. I don't know if you get what I'm saying now. So love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So can you see that the love of the Father is only registered when you come to the word of the Father? Okay? So those who are not in the word of the Father can still love the world. That one of the reasons why sometimes you are angry with church, us, is that the world in you will speak. You love us in the way, but sometimes the way we do something, it's the world. The world has a way of just talking to you. Not because, are you blessed? I'm blessed, but all the while you were in church, you didn't remember the hour, so when you look at it, 3 o'clock. So it tells you what 3 o'clock means. When you are watching your film, he won't tell you what 3 o'clock means. He agrees with you. It's compliant. You are 3-4. Time does not make sense to you. I said you have a work to do. But when you are in the world of the spirit, everyone now becomes like they have put a block on your head. It's a word configuration somewhere there in us. Say amen. And so believers can love the world. So let's see it here in that chapter 3. And this is the condemnation. Are you there with me? That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light. What is the light? True light. So his own can hate the light. Yes. They have used light, but the true light. That you lighted every man. That's the light that you remove for every that cometh into the world. So Jesus was using that light for answer at that temptation. Yeah. That a man should live by every word. An average Christian does not believe a man should live by every word. You can see when you are reading Leviticus, how does it look like? You need Levitical. You have to be in church. That's why we're reading in church, because we have to keep that thing. Because when you are at home, it's worse. So when you read in church now, it's to start grounding that arrangement. So you can go through those writings. Amen. There's light there, but the devil just says, I beg. Amen. So everyone that doeth evil hated the light. Men that cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, can you see? He that not even knowing truth, doeth truth, cometh to the light, that his deed may be made manifest. So when you come to this fair, you want to be seen. But every average human being, we don't want to be seen. We want to hide. It's evil that wants to make you hide. Tell pastor about that thing. Because you want to hide it. And he told pastor, because if he cannot hide that matter. You want pastor to come in there and help. But for you, you want to keep it up among your dark world. You don't want light to shine on it. You want to manage it. You know they can't answer that question. But you like to just say it out among them as a sign that you spoke out. But you are not ready for the true light to shine on it. By the time comes in your life, you want to be seen the way they are. That you have come, you have been brought out of the evil world to start appreciating. Not that you have. David said, is it Psalm 139? Check 134 for me. I like what he said in that place. Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Now, thou knowest my down sitting. Let me see the last verse. Two verses. Search me, O God. Are you there? And know my heart. And try me. And know my thoughts. You would think he's saying, God, come and search me. Come find me. Come and search me. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, look, I want your searching. And see if there be any wicked ways in me. And lead me. So you know that as long as I regard wicked ways, I cannot be led on the everlasting way. Can you see that? So it's asking God, come and help me. So not that you are perfect, but you are ready for God. Say amen. And God always show up for such people because he knows that they are willing for light to shine. Say amen. Because man hates light. Why? His deeds are evil. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. So he wants to separate those deeds that are not in God and the deeds that are not yet the way it should be. And so that he can have a way for change. Say amen. So I was saying that. So Jesus Christ was not, some of the things you see in scriptures, it was not when Jesus was born in the manger. It was attainment. Let's go back to that place. When he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not. Are you there? But a body hast thou prepared me. So I'm saying that it was a time of discovery in the revelation of the will of God. In fact, he may not have known that if he has not done certain will. Because when you read it later, let's read on. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, the volume of the book. This is the book of the will of God. Well, let me say it this way. Are you here today? The will concerning you. Now, there is a general place for all of us when we start the will program. There's a general place when we all began the will. But when we move into the core of the will, to the old God world of the will, or I will call it old God world of the will, or the will of the Son of God, whose being is the brightness of glory and the express image of his person. Do you think you get that? The Son, whose being is the brightness of glory. That is the Son that is God. The Son that is God. Or we can call it the Lamb of God. So the Lamb of God. And that's actually in the word of that Lamb also. Say amen. In the God world, there's the Lamb. That is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. And there's the Lamb of the throne. So, say amen. But that lamb is still the lamb in the world of the Father and God, okay? Say amen. The lamb is not the same, always the same lamb. I think everybody still emphasized yesterday in the, yes. I'm not right in the vision. I was just we seem to journey apart. We're meeting again. And that's what happens every year, no convention. There's a way we're joining. Meet itself again. So I think we're already striking that place gradually. Amen. Are you in the house with me, please? So there's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin. Okay? There's a Lamb who has the book. That one who has to open the book, or the Lamb that has the book of God. Say amen. Say amen. So taking away the sin of the world is not all. Redemption is more than taking away sin. Redemption has to do with perfecting us as sons of God. Say amen. That's the gift of God for us. Gospel is the gift of God for us. Understand the gospel, strengthen our faith to go in the gospel. And if we stop hearing the gospel, then our faith gets weaker. Okay? Amen. There's a lamb that was declared from at Jordan. Okay? At Jordan, when John beheld Jesus as he walked. So behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. After they have taken away the sin, your sin, there's perfecting. It's making you perfect. So there's the Lamb he became as the Son of God who became perfect through suffering. Now, it was the whole program that Jesus had to attain in becoming God or becoming Son of God. He had to fulfill both the sin, say amen, take away the sin, and also reconcile men to God and make them to have part in God. So it's not, if it's only sin, Jesus could have died before 33. And the blood will take away sin. But that blood cannot make perfect. Okay, let's see. Let's see Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 9 says, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. So having discovered that God is not pleased with offerings and sacrifices offered by the law, then said he. So Jesus agreed, say amen, that he will become the will of God. So send thee, Lord, I come to do thy will, O God. It takes away the first that it may establish the second. So, O God, is what God proclaimed on him after the resurrection. Thy throne, O God, is forever. So, Jesus, as the Lamb of God, became the being who can use God's throne, the forever God's throne. Say amen. And ever, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Now, you can't say that you are going to use God's throne if you have not owned the will of God. So what operates God's throne is his will. Say amen. So you have to become that will. The will, thy will, O God. Are you with me, please? That he may establish. Then he said, Lord, I come to thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish. So being able to do thy will, O God, he can take away the first. Because the first also deal with sin a little bit. So thy will, O God, will do more than sin. Will do more than, so you can't take away the first. If only what you can do also is just to deal with sin. Like they won't allow first degree BSc to teach degree students. Though he has passed first degree, he can only mark, they call him graduate assistant. Sabi? It means it's not a lecturer, it's an assistant. So when they do laboratory work, they give him to mark. Now you have to have masters to come back and teach beginners part one, at most part one. In a university that is full grown, I'm not saying university that borrow lecturer. From here and there, I'm saying full-grown university. Say, hey, man. Some of my university now, masters teach part four. That's honor to be in the place where you have enough professors, okay? So you need to have a PhD to be qualified to teach the whole of first degree and supervise that project. Then after you have had your PhD for some years, you can start handling master students. And to handle PhD students, you must be a professor. It's a must. Is that okay? So, if what he can take away is sin, he has no power to take away the first. Are you in the house, please? So, let's read that, please. Oh, good. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So, number one, by that will, we are sanctified, right? Let's see. And every priest standing daily ministering and offering oftentimes the sacrifice, same sacrifice, which can never take away sins, but this man. Come on, say, but this man. After he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Can you see that? Sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth, expecting till not only sin, his enemies be made his footstool. So he has to be able to go beyond sins to deal with the enemies who actually are the sources of the sin. Say amen. From henceforth, expecting his enemies be made his footstool. Verse 14. Let's read together. For by one offering, he had perfected forever. So he didn't just sanctify them, he perfected forever. Say amen. Amen. So the offering must sanctify and perfect. Forever, they that are sanctified. So those who are sanctified are his people, are Christ's people. Amen. But they need perfection. So for him also, before he could be able to hold that ministry, he actually became perfect. Are we in the house there? Not perfect as mature, perfect as complete. That's perfect. Those who are sanctified are mature. But they're not perfect. So perfection can be two sides. Can be on maturity, can be also on completeness. So you pray for those who are children to be mature, perfect, so they can have right in the promise. But when they are mature, they only ask for completeness, so that they can have what it takes to put his enemies under his footstool. Say amen. Remember that Jesus Christ became the head, and he gave the authority of the head to the body to make his enemies. Can you see that? It should be Ephesians 1 verse 22. And has put all things under his feet, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. How? Far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name. So his enemies, these are the enemies. Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Are you there with me, please? And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. So his things are put under his feet. But Jesus is the head of the body. So in putting all things under his feet, he actually put them under the feet of the church. But it's not everyone in the church that can exercise that authority. Positionally, we are all there. We are the head of principalities. It's under his feet. We are his body. We are the footstool. Amen. So it means that positionally, we are above principalities and powers. We are above the ruler of the darkness of this world. We are above spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the real secret enemies behind sin and death. So if you take away sin and you leave these enemies there, they are still going to come and entice men to it. It's the intelligence that runs the world. They are the one who hold the world in sin and death. They are the one who holds it that it will keep on going on. So even when you take away men's sin, those things that put them under will still come and put them under again. So it means that he has to raise them above. So in perfecting them, means that he raised them to be above. But it's not everyone in church that can exercise it. Though it's the church, but some people in church are going to be grown up to be sanctified and also be perfected. What am I saying? That all the perfecting, sanctifying, or sanctification and perfection is all the program of the will, O God. The will, O God, involves what sanctify men are his will. When you see Paul says, Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, according to the will of God, that will is Christ's will. And it's meant for sanctification. Are we in the house together? What I say? Christ's will is meant for what? Sanctification. So Paul was meant an apostle for that purpose. So Paul preached that men are not only washed, but they are sanctified. Paul says, such are you in time past. Ye were sanctified. You were cleansed. And now you have the Spirit of God. Say amen. That should be 1 Corinthians 6. Is it verse 11? 11? Okay. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So that is what the first part of the will does. So the will of God subsumes both Christ's will and the Father's will. Say amen. It's called thy will. So what Christ found as thy will of God was he found that program of both is Christ and the Father. So if he has found Christ alone, it will be the will of God. It will be the will of Christ. Where we are, is it clear? Shout hallelujah. Thy will, O God. So it's for sanctification and for perfection. Though it were a son, but learn it obedience by the things which he suffered. So it was a son. So a son means that it was Christ. In fact, it was Christ, the Son of the living God. It was a son. Yet learn ye obedience by the things which he suffered and be made perfect. He became the author of eternal. So he could author salvation that's not eternal. If he were not made perfect. So Jesus knew that if he died for sin alone, then he can't author eternal salvation. Then he can't take away the old. At most, the old and the present will be going together. But for heaven to permit him to take away, because you know the Father's will, the old God will is to take away the old. The old cannot make the commas thereon to perfect. And so God was not pleased with it. I went in the house, please. So God was looking for this. So the Son, who will be the Messiah, must take away the old. And he discovered that he that will take away the old must actually be made perfect. So being made perfect, he became the author of eternal. Come on, say eternal. Paul will say that he labors over the church that they may obtain the promise that is in Jesus with eternal salvation. The salvation in Jesus. So you can obtain it without eternal. So if it says eternal, then it means that you can also have it without eternal. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal. So why it is called so great salvation is that it is eternal salvation. Say amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which began to be spoken by the Lord, was confirmed to us. So what the apostles confirm is not just salvation, it's eternal. So apostles, I endure, I labor, I go through all kinds of whatever, so that those who hear this gospel will not only be saved, they will be saved with eternal salvation. That's an apostolic warfare. Because it's when they are saved with that, that they can serve the will of God fully. Are we in the house, please? And if the will of God is not rolled out fully, spirits will still be reigning. We'll be on earth here and we'll be obeying dictates of spirits. Otherwise, today, if you tell an average believer that the spirit is the one that determines the way of life, they'll say, live easily. An average believer is, I'm not committing sin anymore. I'm going to church and I'm okay. They're not aware of the cost of life on the earth here that is being rolled out for men to live on per day that makes disobedience easy. Say amen. Because when you can have the power of obey God, then a will is at force. What will does is to make you obey. When you obey, you empower a will. Or the will is stronger by obedience. So if you're not using obedience, a will that was before remains. I want to house this. So it's more than sacrifice and offering. It's a matter of obedience at levels that involves access to what is called the will of God. For example, let me give you an example. Why should Jesus Christ died only by the cross? Because it is the will of God. The wisdom of the cross is not just that Jesus died there to save us from sin. He put the old world to shame. Paul said, the cross of Christ, through which the world is crucified to me. Through that cross, when you go through the cross, the world will be smelling. It's not just a matter of I'm not stealing. It can feel the vibe of the world, and to him, it's enmity. I can't relate with the world. The world can't relate with me. Why? Because a wisdom has severed me from the world. Say, hey, man. So we can see in there that the will, oh God, is the ultimate will for perfection. Say amen. Perfect means that you have the being of God's glory and you also have the express image of his presence. It means that you are inheriting the Son completely. But let's see here how Paul puts it in Romans. Let's see how Paul, open it into chapters. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Hello? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Or we can say this is a reasonable offering. Or reasonable sacrifice to God. It means what can make a life born and God will be what will be blessed is if it's a living sacrifice. If it's a living sacrifice, there must be holy and acceptable. Say amen. So if it's only holy, it's not yet living sacrifice. If it's gonna be living sacrifice, it must be holy and acceptable. Say amen. So the end of holy is acceptable. If it's holy and does not finish its process, it's not acceptable. So while we are saying that charity, say amen, but we're on charity, right? The list of what a soul must receive must be acceptable will. If it's not acceptable will, it can't be a living sacrifice. And it can't be the basic service. That word reasonable is basic. Or lowest requirement of what God can ask for service. Or what can drive the will of God. We have said the other time, when you have first degree is holy. Amen. The second degree is acceptable. You can't drive activity of academics if you are only first degree. I went to the house, please. So they will ask you, go and do your master's. Or show us a sign that you have enlisted for master's. But most of the time, they won't take you as great as stands or accept you. They start, you have enlisted for master's. Because they can take you in and you refuse not to do it. They will not give you like 3 years, 2 years. Complete it, show it, then we will confirm you. Means that what is called intellectual service in the university system is not what is done in O-level. O-level is just giving you fundamentals. I will in the house, please. mathematics, all of that. They're not teaching you professional. I went to the house this. Now, listen to me. Sin and death are life. They are life that you can't touch just by trying to avoid it. You need to shift its root. You must be tampering with the roots of its wisdom. Are you in the house with the place? What you read today, you can see, we read in Numbers chapter 7. You can see how families were donating leaders that will lead the families in making offerings. That means that it's not everybody in the house that can offer. And they're telling you what they can offer. It's not the same. You can see, people can offer how many of this shekel. Eh? Telling you degrees of what they are using. So that is the amount of what they have used their will to accumulate in righteousness. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of sanctuary. Those things make you wala worry. Both of them full of the flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering. That is a will. They are telling you what program of will that man who leads that family could be offered. One golden spool of 10 shekels, full of incense. Are you in the house, please? One young bullock, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goat for a sin offering. These are all capacity of the will. Hallelujah. So when they check your soul, now they should be rating your soul on the capacity of righteousness it has acquired in the will. So when you lift hands this way, that's the amount you can burn. When they say, go there, go and test so person, so. What you carry there to that, go and do obedience is the will. You can understand nations want to send delegates. They look for elites of those who can represent the nation. When they go to UN, forget about UN membership we do, that is by sitting now. Nations who really have influence in the UN, when they send delegates, they send people, when they talk, were you there, was it the last UN, that last year, a year or two ago, when somebody came from Israel, because for a long time they have been speaking out against Israel by nations, about genocide. Are you in the house? When you see that, you won't wash it. That's my concern, you won't wash it. You don't know you're a diplomat. I went in the house, please. You don't understand that you are representing a nation. When you are seeing those things, it should be to interest you. When the guy came and started, he began and started rolling out Israel's position. Why Israel cannot by this time but defend itself. But then finished talking. Those who have, most of them have left Israel. Israel nearly became the only one in their seat. But then they will finish. Others have come to join them. To see that, do you know what is going on in Ukraine? You say Israel is committing genocide against children. How many children has died in Ukraine? Do you care about it? How many children has died in Russia? You don't care about it. What is going there for how many years? You'll be telling Israel how many children are dying in Israel every day. But then you finish it, everybody was quiet. That's how you should silence sin and death. That's why you should silence evil. That's why by your concept understanding of how righteousness is transpired, he shut up their mouth. I enjoy most the one Netanyahu came for in the U.S. He came there for him. He said to defend Israel. You know that, really, really speaking, these are diplomats. Ambassadors. Hallelujah. You should have one in your family. I think you should have two in your family. You should have three in your family. When men are cast down, and nobody wants to say anything, and you have the chance to talk for 5 minutes, and you maybe open the Bible 5 minutes, or you don't open the Bible, and you talk 5 minutes, hand down lifted up. You don't know that what hang men down are spirits. Make men just, I see nothing happening here. We are all doomed. And the means of what is doomed, hope can be restored back. When you have the mouth of him that God has poured grace upon. Say amen. Let's go another place. Chapter 12. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, only an acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's not all, but at least you should have that. Which is here, your common sense service in the spirit. Service system that can make will of hell, will of death, to begin to get afraid. Let's say, and be not conformed to this world. What makes the world? Reasoning. Thoughts pattern. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good. What's the next thing? Acceptable. I can't hear you, please. What's the third one? And perfect will of God. So the will of God is the perfect will. The perfect will of God is telling you that the high priest, though he has sons, but all the sons should be eligible high priest. They should have the right to go to the holiest of all to offer sacrifices. Though he put it in the hand of Aaron and his sons, but every son of Aaron at the demise of Aaron should have right to be eligible. But in this one, the Aaron cannot demise anymore. The Aaron has gone to the right hand of the majesty on high. Say, amen. Giving every son of Aaron the right in. So every one of us have right to the will of God. Say, amen. So, the emphasis of the hour actually is on the good and acceptable will of God. So here, make it clear, it is the good will, the acceptable will, and perfect will that is called the all God will. What I call it, please? The good will, the acceptable will, and the perfect will that is called the all God will. To do so, what Jesus Christ arrived at to take away the offerings of the Old Testament was he completed his will. So he needed death of the cross, burial, and resurrection to align to the perfect will. Before then, he had gotten the good and acceptable will. And that's why Paul was saying, don't go below that minimum. You won't be able to drive what can make spirits loose there. What's the highest problem that we have? Are spirits that govern lives. That's what the world does not see or understand. You don't just like a thing because you want to like it. They make the things they want you to like appealing to you. I went there, please. And they make you not have interest in what you like. Just find out that it's not easy for you. It's not bad, but I'm not just warm up to it. It's not you that's not warming up. Because if today, listen to me, if today the New Age people can get to the DNA of woman and affect the DNA of human with the RNA vaccines, I'm going to ask this. And from there, change human, I call it configuration, or human interest. But normally, listen to me. We don't only operate by our heart alone. Something also good that is conformable to your body. So, what you have in your heart comes through your five senses. Is it not? If it goes against your five senses, You will need a superior strength of your inner senses to refuse it. Let me say it again. When you enter an AC room now, there's a way your body just cool down. Because your body system, having access to AC, make you feel like comfort. Okay? Even if you are having cold. Amen. I want to use an example that is, even when you are having cold, you will need to cough. Ordinarily speaking, your body accepts it. And your will says it's good for you. Even when it's asking us to your health. It's because you don't know the effect of your cold in you. You feel like, if I keep on enjoying this AC, what I do? You will adjust yourself to either go out, though your body is feeling like you have missed something good. But you still feel like it's safe for you. As it is naturally, so it is spiritually. So it means that they can make, when the COVID virus came, you know what the COVID virus did? It just make every air that goes in your street, make it feel like you are dying. Because it has affected your lungs. Breathing has to be convenient. Became uncomfortable. That's why you need nose masks. Huh? Not only for infection, to reduce the number amount of air entering your nostril. Which on a normal day, if you're healthy, is your normal air. So somebody is changing your comfort system because of your body acceptance. And that's the bow weapon you see going on now, through food, through drugs. Are you in the house then, please? It's to make you change your lifestyle and embrace things that are against your health. That's natural. So spiritual also, spirits makes you change your lifestyle so that you can accept things that are unhealthy but looks comfortable. Let me say this. So, how many music have you heard before that you don't like? But you go away and you replay it. When you heard it, and you knock it out from your soul, it came back again. You know, that's the kilo. Oh, yeah, we're ready. It's like when you said, and high vibes music. You see, generation, they don't hear what it's saying. They just. Even when you tell them what he's saying, they're not more interested. The melody and the vibe, the soul has been made compliant to it. Are you in the house of the place? So what the priestess does is to create lifestyle that looks comfortable and you have reason for living it that way. But when you check the effect on the soul, it destroys or reduces the strength of the soul to resist evil. Not to do evil, resist it. I'll give another example. I'm trying to make these things look. Now, the gay world. Our brethren lives in Netherlands. You know Netherlands? Netherlands is the worst European nation. It's the seat of gay. They have brought gay into every part of their world. Because they are not meant to be a champion of that globally. I always laugh. If it's America that took it like that, the whole world will have collapsed. If the gay right came to America like later on, the whole world will collapse. Because America is raised on the earth here to infect nations with civilization. Whatever America does is approved. America will turn to music, turn to woman of things. America's job is to turn your goods to a product acceptable. Either death or hell or righteousness, they sell it. Whatever a good get to America, sell easily. So God knew that to block them. But Netherlands has If you are born a Netherlands child, they have gay as their best friend. Even Christians there have gay as their best friend. Their soul is no more reacting. Because human soul does not have power to keep on fighting it. Once it stays there, keep fighting it very soon. If you don't have the empowerment of righteousness, your fight will reduce. Now the strength of Islam. They invade your world. You shout. They say, okay, don't shout anymore. Let's stop fighting. Let's stop fighting. Let's stop fighting. We are not going forward anymore. It's a lie. Tell them the step they took, they should return it. They won't return it. They'll say, let's not fight anymore. They have taken a step into your territory already. And the church is not wise enough. Say, let's have peace. Let's have peace. But they have taken a step. They wait for another 20 years and take another step. You shout, we're not anymore. There's no Sharia law anymore. But the ones they have done before now, are they removing it? To let you know how Satan craft his system there. And righteous children who are not, if are not in the will of God program, you won't have energy and strength to discern all the steps. And say, and every person just say, let's not fight anymore. Let's not fight. I'm gonna okay, we'll stop killing. We won't kill anymore. We'll kill anymore. We'll kill anymore. Once they stop the killing, we go back to our house. The machinery that brought it, the killing to be, we won't go back and look at it. That's evil. When this man came in there, Buhari, and he said, Boko Haram people are brethren. They can change. They can repent. When they repent, we reintegrate them. After reintegrating them, rehabilitating them, they come with the next one. At first, it was, we rehabilitate them. After maybe a year, even some of them can be good hands for the military. Reintegrate them. We have not seen the effect. Nothing has gone wrong. But if it's already wiring that system, so now, even if you send away all terrorists in the bush, will you send terrorists in the military? So virus can see. Thank you, virus. That's why virus enters your system and move in there. So what the will does? The will enlightens you with knowledge. Say amen. Gives you understand to discern the traces of evil. That's right. When the man cometh to the light, it's a time when hidden counsels and wisdom is made known. Say amen. Because the real warfare are warfare of the invisible. And that is the expression of the love of God. So love transcends trying to do physical good. Love is moving into the invisible world to tamper with the forces of evil or death that can destroy people. You may not have food and be living. I may have much food and be dying. That's why if you're just only physical and you feel like Nigeria is so bad, traveling out is nesting, I don't have a problem with traveling out. But don't think it's the way out of the trouble of Nigeria. Because everywhere in the world is full of darkness. So if you get to a place like, are you here today? A place like, what did I mention just now? Netherlands. And they give you welcome there. They give you work there. They give you food there. In fact, they serve food extra. Give your children free food. Get to Canada. And you see the way? In Canada, they hate Christianity than other religion in Canada. That's a group of people who have never killed your children before. Who have never stolen your goods before. You just hated them. You hated the fact that you cannot use them to do your evil. When you are there, if you cannot see the evil in the system, then you are blind. It means you have not attained to the age of coming to see the world. You have not come to the world. So the issue we have in our nation and places there can't be handled by religious people. You need sons of God who will see and will not understand how to do real reconciliation. You know, this man tried it, Obidjo tried it when he was there. When he went back to the, so put a panel, which is that panel? He comes to them to check the past things that happened in Nigeria. I think he put up the panel. So he did that because he was trying to undo the wrong of the past. But these are academic jobs for diplomats. Without eyes of understanding being open, you can forgive you of your past. But have you changed from your past? But forgiveness is not reconciliation. That I forgive you what you have done against me does not mean that I can be your friend tomorrow. Say forgive and forget. It's not gospel. Has he forgotten our sins when he says when he remembered Israel? The way you are seeing your blood, I washed you. Say, hey man, we are forgiven, but our sins are not forgotten. I've not forgotten. Say, hey man, there's a journey you have to get to for your sin to be forgotten. Yeah, remember no more. It's not for everybody. It's a, we'll get to a place that says your sin now, we won't be buying them all. But for now, you are forgiven. But your ways are still, before. So, it's not just like, I forgive you. I went to go and sleep. No. If a man is an evil man, who is forgiven, you should not give him a space around your life. Because it will do destruction. Can we appreciate the Lord and thank him for this message today? Let's appreciate the Lord. Let's give thanks to him.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.